Welcome back, Tribe. I have an episode here from Man Guide and Dating After 50.
About dating over 50, and I really think it's worth sharing again. It's pinned to the top of my page. I'm going to read what I wrote that day. In reality, being over 50 and dating isn't as simple as it may seem from my own experience. Learning to incorporate grown children, grandchildren, extended family, elderly parents, and exes can be an enormous task. Finding someone compatible can even be a greater task. Simply wanting to share time with someone to enjoy life's pleasure isn't as simple as one may think.
Who would have thought?
The struggle is real.
Is it?
Especially for me. Not sure if it is for everyone.
Shocking.
But know that if it is for you, that I am in it with you.
Oh. Hey, TikTok family.
Hey, family.
Posted in a really
Hey, TikTok family. They don't collect cats anymore. They collect TikTok family. They collect TikTok likes and comments and subscribers. That's figured it out. This is how they tried to stave off perpetual loneliness post-divorce. TikTok family. Hey, family. These people don't give a shit about you, lady. Your entertainment. Your real family is the one you left, you bozo. Shouldn't have hit the fucking divorce button. Now you gotta deal with your TikTok family. Idiots.
Bruh.
A long time because, the person I was posting with was my boyfriend up until recently. Today is
he's
coming over this morning to get some things from my house. One of them being a vehicle, so he has to come here to get that. You know,
dude, stars in their own movie. Imagine getting online and posting this shit and thinking anybody there cares. Who gives a shit? My boyfriend. The one who's in my videos, TikTok family, is coming to my place to get his car. Like, what is this? A reality show? Nobody cares. Jesus, dude. Imagine me waking up going like, so guys, family, today I just woke up and I'm gonna make my bed. And after I make my bed, I'm gonna get a coffee. And when I'm done with my coffee, I'm gonna sit down in this chair and record some shit. Thanks for tuning in.
I just wanted to get real with y'all, like, 2.5 years, like 2 years and 8 months we were dating, and I thought, you know, this was it. I was widowed 5.5 years ago, and we really took our time with this relationship, and, you know, those red flags you see in the beginning, you really need to pay attention to them, and these weren't huge red flags, they were very subtle red flags, but I've come to realize that he really doesn't know how to love. And even though it felt like he did, when you're in a committed relationship and you're talking about the future and then all of a sudden your romantic feelings just kind of fizzle out temporarily, you don't quit. You don't give up.
Listen, she gets a pass because she's a widow. So she didn't leave. Okay. That's understandable. But it ain't true for the rest of them.
Your romantic feelings just kind of fizzle out temporarily.
45 years old. I'm a legit snack, ladies, a total smoke show. I've got opinions. I also have an avoidant attachment style. Ladies, Ken is a covert narcissist. Move on. Todd, 48 years old. This is who I am. Live with it. Okay, Todd, just because you live in the basement at your parents' house and they have to live with it does not mean a grown independent lady has to just live with it. Chris, 40 years old. He's a full-time dog dad, and he's a part-time apostrophe. No, thank you, Chris. I think I dated the narcissistic in my last relationship. Joe, 42 years old. Joe's looking for a fun partner to have delicious adventures together. Joe likes to lick the kitty. And last but not least, we have Dave, 44 years old. I enjoy all my friends. I've always been a big fan of groups. I used to smoke, but I don't anymore. I have a female roommate. It's strictly platonic.
Bro, you can't shit talk strangers' dating profiles with a double chin. Sorry. Next.
But if you have a problem with me having a female roommate, we will not be chatty.
Older women are hitting the wall and realizing they aren't wanted anymore.
Let's chat about dating. Because I ran into a woman who's my age, 60, And she's single, I'm single, and we were chatting about how difficult it is to find a guy at this stage of our life. Because the guys who are our age, including my cousin who recently got married, always go for the younger girls. So she even, like she said, she tried all the Tinder and all the apps and couldn't find a guy.
I bet.
So she said, okay, I'm willing to pony up money and pay for a matchmaker. And she went to a matchmaker here in Montreal who's quite known in the city. And basically this woman said to her, at your age, you're basically unmatchable. Like, forget about it. No guy's going to go for you. Like, what a thing to say to anybody. Like, talk about stabbing her in the dark, you know, in the back and saying, basically, the you're done. You're like a has-been.
They don't want the truth. That's the problem. You can't live on infinite 20-year-old beauty and youth and attraction. You're old. You're washed up. You're not as attractive. This goes for both sexes. All right, the older you get, the least attractive you get. Your body's breaking down. It is what it is. Except it's worse for you because there's a biological incentive for men to want younger women, aka fertility. You have a window and then it closes and then you want to get IVFs and those can cost thousands of dollars a day. And your success rate with your own eggs is 18%. You have less than a 1 in 5 chance to have a successful in vitro pregnancy. Isn't that nuts? A lot of men that are going to settle down or looking to get married want to also start a family. Why do you think the age gap exists? Why do you think it's always older, more established men who finally came into some money, some financial stability, now feel like they're ready and can provide for a family without having to worry about money and the bills and paying rent and being homeless and feeding his wife and his kids? Now he settles down. He's going to pick a woman that's 10 years, 15 years younger than him because he's probably 30, 40. Some dudes 50. It takes them till 50 to reach that financial stability. So of course they're going to look for younger. Why would you at 50 bust your ass and then go, damn man, after working my whole life, I'm finally financially stable. Let me settle with a 50-year-old hag my age for what? I can't have kids? Are you kidding me? That dude's going to go for a 25-year-old, 30-year-old, 35-year-old max. He's probably getting with a 30-year-old and he's going to have a kid or two and boom, he's set. That's what they don't understand. Nobody cares for you when you're a 50-year-old woman and you're looking for love because the other side of the aisle is looking for more than just love. They're looking for family and not to play baby daddy to somebody else's kids because at 50, you probably already have kids. It's highly likely you already have kids by another man. Should have worked it out with another man.
And no man will ever go for you. Yet, guys in their 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Here we go.
We've seen they're all having babies. With younger women.
Duh.
I just do think it is a bit more challenging. You know, do you lie? I feel like I'm a catch.
You're not.
But according to this matchmaker, I'm not. So yeah, that's my gripe. Perhaps the reason why I'm wearing this t-shirt. I am weird.
Women over 50 looking for love. My clients text me, message me this all the time. Where do I go? Do I use Bumble? Do I use Match? Do I use Hinge? Where can I find my Mr. Right? And here's the truth. It's not where you're going, which site you're on. It's who you're being when you're on that site. It's you, not the site. It's your energy. It's your profile. It's your pictures. It's your mindset.
No, dude, this is somebody trying to sell people some shit. You want to know the brutal truth that doesn't make you money? It's your age. You're old. There you go. I ruined it for matchmakers. I ruined it for dating coaches. I ruined it for everybody that scams older women with all these services to try to find love. You're old. Nobody wants you. You're old. You're going to have to get a boy toy. You're going to have to go do what a lot of Western women say men are doing when they go overseas. You're going to have to engage in that kind of tourism. It is what it is. You ain't the only one. There's plenty of old women that no men in the West want that have gone overseas and found themselves a nice boy toy that'll clean the cobwebs out of that carnivorous cave and will be happy with a smile because they get more money than having a job as a doctor in that economy. It is what it is, dude. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
And your belief, because if...
Also, don't shoot the messenger, ladies. I'm in this for you. I'm trying to help you avoid mistakes. Don't get mad at me.
You go, if I tell you the very best dating site, is Match.com, because those dudes are looking for a relationship, but your mindset is stuck on, there's no one good out there. All the men my age only want younger women. They're just looking for friends with benefits, and I'm not going to meet my person. Guess what? I can tell you all the sites, but you're not going to find them because your head's not screwed on right.
Okay, I'm here to let everyone in the world know it does not get easier in the dating world the older you get. It actually gets harder. I actually had someone yesterday say, I can't believe you're single. You're just so pretty. Okay, I didn't know that was a requirement to date. Secondly, no. But, however, I will tell you this. I don't have time for somebody else's crap. Do you know what it's like out there in the dating world? Have you tried these apps? They're freaking terrible. They're like shopping in a thrift store.
And that is their experience, shopping in a thrift store, as opposed to shopping in what was Dubai Mall, where you had all the options in the world. Capitalism was reigning supreme. Every single man of every single race, color, and creed, with all types of wallet depth, were hitting you up when you were 20. And yet you chose to get on the carousel, ride it until the wheels fell off. And once you got tossed off, you found yourself in this new world of dating as an older woman. And it's brutal. People lie to your face. You're pretty for your age. Ha ha. Come on. She knew that was a BS comment. That's why she got annoyed by it. Okay, thank you for telling me, Todd, why I'm single. It's exactly what happened. The question I have is, will younger women actually pay attention to older women? My guess is probably not, because it's competition. Because they're always competing with one another, even when the age disparity could be 30 versus 50. When younger, when you're successful with women and you talk to women about, you know, their experiences with other men, yada, yada, and a lot of women will tell you they like older men, and some women told me they dated, you know, the age ranges of men they've dated when I was in my 20s, even till this day, and they'll tell me, like, they've dated men as old as 55, 60, 50, 45 is my age preference. And I'm over here, I'm like 25-year-old dude, 26, 27, I'm like, damn, dude, I'm competing with a 45-year-old guy that's had how many years ahead of me? 10, 15, 20 years of work? And that's the gap I have to overcome, that level of maturity and financial stability and experience in life. And they're telling me a lot of women have tried and have dated older men. And the story is always the same. I took him from his girlfriend, or he was dating someone older than me, or I had to deal with a crazy ex, you know, that he was serious with, or he already had a woman that he, you know, separated from and they have kids. So she's in the vicinity of that. This guy got divorced. Wife moved on from him, but then sees him with a younger woman. Now she's all pressed about it and pissed and all up in his visit. I don't want you, our son, our kids around that young girl. I don't trust her, blah, blah, you know? And so these younger women are telling me stories from their perspective of how they're treated by the older women who left their men or who got their man taken by them. And it's always bitter competition. They can't stand that a younger woman swooped in and is making him smile, making him happy. So honestly, I don't think they'll pay attention. They'll just look at these women like, should have made better decisions, sis. They're really brutal, man. Like, women with one another are extremely brutal, extremely competitive, backstabbing. They don't have deep friendships. There's no like brotherhood version for them. The sisterhood is shallow as hell, and they will ruthlessly compete. And so honestly, yeah, most of these videos will probably end up falling on deaf ears, because a queen in her strong girl era or boss babe era or whatever BS they say to themselves these days to cope with the fact that they're just prowling the streets, getting pumped and dumped, racking high body counts from men that didn't consider them anything worthwhile commitment to, completely deaf to any of this. They're too good. The same delusion that they treat you with, where they, you know, stick their nose up at you about, you know, dates, or you got to make 50,000 this, you got to take me to this 5-star restaurant. They stick their nose up at older women too, saying, you're a dinosaur, you're old news, your opinions don't matter. Game is cold, baby. Game is cold, but the youngins don't care to learn it. And so they're doomed to repeat the mistakes.
I mean, that's what dating at 50 is like. Who's the least damaged freak out there? And by the way, I have to turn around and ask myself the same question. People are saying that about you too. So that's why I don't date. That is why.
This train wreck has absolutely no self-awareness. If she did, she would realize how many red flags she's waving around in a 60-second video. Not only is she becoming more confused with every word she speaks, her communication reeks of resentment and anger.
Yeah, common trope of old bitter, lonely, single, depressed. There's a reason they name them all that. A 50-year-old woman thinking they're a catch is the equivalent of the guy who lives in his mom's basement thinking he's a catch. It's true. Who on earth wants to date leftovers? Only widows get a pass. Don't settle, ladies. Your Prince Charming will save. Middle age? 60? How? What the F? 35 is middle age. 60 is your half your foot in the grave. They gave their prime years to Tyrone and his boy Chad and expects Point Dexter to take her used goods at 40. Sounds about right. Dating in the middle age? 60. Lady, you're not middle aged, you're old. Do you think you'll live to 120? Oh, yay, yay. It's funny to see how common this is beginning to be. God, these kind of TikToks are going to explode probably in the next couple of years because women and technology and social media, oh my gosh, just the perfect storm to just post L's online nonstop. They literally live in, direct, and star in their own little show in their own little head, and the phone is the perfect gateway to the masses. And they always get on and cry and fake tears. They want to dramatize their life and score points and support and likes and DMs and comments and fame online and have people affirm their cope and delusion and bad decisions. That's what it is. That's what it's really becoming. Most of these posts that you see, most of these videos are just a form of affirmation that they're looking for from the so-called TikTok family. They want strangers to affirm their bad decisions, to make them feel better about themselves and their mediocre, below mediocre, honestly, their horrendous lives of being lonely. You're now collecting small felines. Your day involves waking up, going to a soul-crushing job that you have to go to, nonstop getting yelled at in your little cubicle in the HR department that you work in, just so you can make rent on a crappy little place. So you could feed your little feline so they could feast on your face when you pass out and die, take your last breath. And nobody's going to know. They're only going to find you after the stench is so horrendous that the neighbors in the apartment next over call the police. I mean, dude, this is going to be nuts, man. Give this 5 years, boys. It's only now starting to ramp up. It's going parabolic. We're like barely on the takeoff stage right now. TikTok just opened a gateway into the mass psychosis of dating when older and your options have expired. And it's so bittersweet because you had the taste of the best of the best. You had it in your grasp and you let it go. You bit into a narrative that was designed to turn you into a wage cuck slave, work until you die, to pay the state for their endless wars and whatever else they want to use their money for. Instead of depending on your man, instead of depending on your children when they're older, instead of having a whole family, a legacy, instead of doing something worthwhile with your life, you choose to be a cubicle cuck and collect felines. And this is empowerment. And then you got ridden like the street bike in the corner alley in the city that just gets passed around by whoever sees it first. You've been swapped out by so many owners. God damn. And you're strong and independent. Isn't that weird? Anywho, see you guys on the next one.